Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. Dublin Delish. 98FM.
And it is, of course, that time of a Tuesday and also approaching lunchtime, which means it is Dublin Delish. And, I mean, he is my producer. He is also one half of Gastrogaze and Sunday Times restaurant critic, Russell Alford. You know a thing or two about food.
Allegedly.
Allegedly you do.
Sometimes we write the reviews, some people turn around and go, hey, they know nothing about food. I don't like that.
Don't mind those people now because you bring them us some excellent recommendations of whereabouts to eat here in Dublin. So where are we off to today? What are we having?
We're off to Bilali.
Bilali. Oh, sorry. Yes, of course.
I will actually note that from next week onwards, I'm going full Tinseltown, I think.
As you should.
Because I was thinking, is it too early?
No.
I think next week is when we begin going hard and heavy on everything festive.
I'm fine with that because I've seen so many Instagram videos, so many TikToks over the last, I'd say even 2 weeks of the Christmas food.
Yeah.
So we're here first.
And look, I love being original. So, you know, let's just do whatever. Every other creator does.
Yeah, but you have your unique take on it, Russell. That's what it is.
Exactly. That's the spirit. So, we're going to Bilali. We're going to Airfield.
Lovely.
The wonderful Airfield estate. I was there at the weekend and it was one of those things that I know it's there.
Yes.
I forget it's there. So if you're unfamiliar with it, it's well worth remembering that this is a really great facility to go to get some really good quality food. So if you're not aware of it, Airfield Estate is what they describe as Dublin's only working urban farm and gardens.
Okay.
And that means that there's animals grazing there, feet away from Dundrum Town Centre.
As you do.
Which is wild. And, like, you know, you have this thing when you drive through and go around places in Dublin that you often realise how quickly you can get to the countryside.
Very much so.
Especially, like, towards the Wicklow Mountains and stuff like that, and out towards, like, Tala and everything.
Yeah.
So this is one of those things where you're like, oh, it's busy, there's traffic, it's Dundrum. There's cows.
Yeah. How far did I travel? How long was I in the car for?
Up the road, the Lewis, I can hear the ding dings in the background. So those cows make dairy products. There's beef, there's pork, there's chickens. They have organic eggs and an egg machine, a vending machine.
I love that.
But Overend's Kitchen, which is the restaurant there, very, very simple menu for lunchtime. But, you know, it's using the best products that they grow there and everything like that. They do breakfast, lunch, and they open 7 days a week, 8:30 till 4:30 during the week. During the weekdays, 9 till 4:30 at the weekends.
Okay.
And you can couple it up with a visit around the farms, have a nice walk. If you have kids, it's very amusing. In particular, it's very interactive, but it's also a beautiful space.
Lovely.
But when it comes to the food, I'm just sold on whenever I see a chicken schnitzel.
What's a chicken schnitzel?
You know, it's when it's like really flattened and then breaded and fried and it's crispy. Ooh. You know, you'd have it like that. Sometimes, you know, if you go to like Vienna or something like that, they have Wiener schnitzel, pork schnitzels as well.
Okay.
And they're usually the size of your head. They're massive.
Right.
But a chicken schnitzel is perfect. So it's just a nice little breaded thing. Comes normally with that, you kind of get chips and things. This is salad. Remember, we're going to be going into an indulgent time of the year. So every so often you do need a bit of balance.
Yeah,
so
a bit of greenery.
Crispy fried chicken on one side.
Love it.
And then like a radish, apple and citrus salad, which was really beautiful.
Oh, that actually sounds lovely.
They do bangers and mash. The three bean summer minestrone. So you're just leaving those kind of like summery months, going into beanie season, going into different things like that. A beautiful minestrone soup.
Nice wholesome food.
Wholesome and very, very filling. Lots of that going on there. And then a mezze bowl, which is lots of things like olives, peppers, sun-dried tomatoes, hummus, pickles. Really, really lovely, nourishing kind of food that you need. And it's a really good lunch spot, as I say. Lots of families, lots of kids. Great, great spot to go to.
Okay, and open 7 days a week.
Open 7 days a week and beautiful cakes too.
Oh,
you can get
lovely.
Lots of bakes and everything like that.
I would be a person who needs the sweet after the savoury.
Absolutely.
it's important.
It's a really, really lovely spot. And as I say, they're growing a lot of the produce there as well. Mm-hmm. They're using stuff from this urban farm. And that's something that is pretty incredible. It's very unique for Dublin in particular to have. So it's well worth it. If you're unfamiliar with it, Airfield Estate, it's just if you go on the Green Line to Bilali. Mm-hmm. Why am I saying Bilali?
Bilali. I started Russell and it's just how you mean to go on it.
I think I'm super posh, but really I'm not. I just ordered a schnitzel. But it's at Bilali. It's very easy to get to and it's a wonderful little facility with lovely food. And that is the end of Dublin Delish. until Christmas season begins.
Oh, I feel like mince pies, the Sambos, it's all to come. Every single Tuesday here on 98FM, this is what we do.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown.
And we're getting up to date with all things showbiz with Entertainment Emer. Good morning, how are
Good
you?
Good morning, and we had a very, very, very exciting release this morning.
Did we?
The Knives Out trailer came out. The new Knives Out, Wake Up Dead Man, and two Irishmen are taking centre stage.
Which we absolutely love.
Andrew Scott and Darren McCormick are all over that trailer. Will we give it a listen?
Let's have a listen.
You're the only one on stage with the Monsignor at the time of his killing. And you're the only one at that church who hated his guts.
The spirit really moved him today, huh?
So tell me, what the hell happened?
It's going to be dramatic. It's going to be intense. Set us up if you maybe need a reminder of what Knives Out is all about.
It's a whodunit. The first two were a whodunit. Daniel Craig is taking centre stage. He's coming back as Benoit Blanc.
And he is brilliant in that role.
He is absolutely great.
The accent is like phenomenal by him.
You wouldn't even think it's him.
No,
like,
you really
it's
wouldn't.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
We're going to be seeing Jeremy Renner, Josh O'Connor, Glenn Close, Mila Kunis are all starring in this.
This is a good bill.
But it's getting mysterious. So it's all going to be set in a church setting.
Oh.
So there's a priest, and then the priest goes and helps this Monsignor.
Okay.
The Monsignor is a bit crabby, and then all of a sudden the Monsignor's dead.
Oh.
It's a big whodunit. There's loads of people in the church. There's all the people are looking around, but Daniel Craig is here to find out who murdered the Monsignor.
And you know that he is going to.
Of course
he is. No other man could do it.
Or will there be a part two? We'll never know. It might be a cliffhanger.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. When are we expecting this?
We are December 12th on Netflix, but there is going to be a screening around the end of November in cinemas, if people still go
Brilliant.
To the cinemas.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, there's nothing like seeing it on the big screen. 100%. Yeah, I can't wait. Oh, not too long for that, so I'm excited. Moving along, Nicole Kidman. She is a woman that we're hearing a lot about in the media at the moment. What's going on
the
with her?
Big breakup and everything with Keith Urban. He's after coming out recently saying that he misses her, which is absolutely crazy.
No.
But she is on a spiritual healing journey. And if you're feeling like you're in a bit of a rut at the moment, don't worry about it, because her spiritual healer has given you some advice.
Okay.
There's only three simple steps. Do you feel like you're in a bit of a rut at the moment,
Leon? Not in the present, but there are times when it happens naturally in everyone's
life.
Okay,
well, forward plan then.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Give me the lowdown now on what I actually need to do if I'm going through a rut.
Number one, no new damage. So you're going to steer away from that frenemy, that situation that's kind of been on your back for a little bit.
Okay.
You don't want that in your life anymore.
I don't.
No more bad energy, no but more bad juju.
Yeah.
Number two, heal yourself.
Mm.
Do things that fulfill you. Maybe go for a walk, touch some grass, see some nature. I don't know what you're up to. And number three, do the next thing. Never be stuck. There's always something else to do, Leon.
Always be forward planning, looking into the future for yourself.
Yes. And like dishes aren't washed. Oh, do that maybe. Let's just put this into everyday life and not millionaire life.
Right. So they're the three steps to get yourself out of a rut if you're kind of feeling it in the moment.
My question is, did she listen to these before the breakup from Keith Urban?
Or is she just being told them now?
Yeah.
Mm.
Was she getting that bad person out of her life?
Dun, dun, dun. Good take on that.
Yeah.
Is this the reason why they split?
Maybe.
We'll never know. Or will we? Finally then, Emer, the speculation continues with Strictly Come Dancing.
Ooh!
Who has been speaking now as of late?
The chatty man, also known as the sweaty man now, Alan Carr.
Why the sweaty man?
Because he has dubbed himself out of the Strictly race. Of course, Claudia and Tess have left the show, and everybody was like, will Alan Carr be it? He said, absolutely not, I wouldn't be on it. Did you see the state of me in the traders? He said, could you imagine me going at the top of that stairs, introducing somebody, and them falling down the stairs in a pool of sweat?
Yeah, but the reason why he was sweating on the traitors is because he was a traitor, so he was lying day in, day out.
Do you remember watching Chatty Man whenever it was on?
Actually, you know what? Fair point.
He would have napkins, he would have handkerchiefs everywhere. Would just be...
Yeah. He's very sweaty. The makeup department would have to have a field day with him to put so much oil powder, like oil prevention powder, to just make him stick. Like, he'd have to. The only thing with Strictly is you have a co-host. So you do your piece to camera for 30 seconds. Then they're doing the dance. Then, you know, your co-host might be up above talking to whoever has just danced. There's time for you to get makeup on and de-sweat.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it could be an advantage as well, because some of their slidey moves on the dance floor, maybe they need a little bit of lubrication on the floor.
They're going to be absolutely slipping and sliding around in Alan Carr's sweat. I don't think we want to see it.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98 FM.